Guys, well, Megan, shall we jump to you? Because we've got some great guests with you.
I've got my own little mini panel here.
Ah.
So we have Oliver Hartwich from the New Zealand Initiative, Richard Wagstaff from the CTU, and Jeff Simmons from the Opportunity Party. Oliver, I'm going to come to you first. So this result, is it what you were hoping for?
It's what we all expected, I think, for the past 3 years, basically. It always looked as if the National wouldn't have the same majority again and wouldn't need another partner, and I think that's basically what we got.
But now we wait, and it's a bit of a repeat of 1996.
Well, yeah, actually for me as a German in New Zealand, I've got the luxury of not just following one election this weekend, but two, actually. So I'm doing exactly the same excitement tomorrow morning for Germany. What I really find interesting is comparing coalition options. Because in Germany, practically everything is possible. In Germany, you could get a Christian Democrat Green coalition. You could get another Grand coalition, of course. In New Zealand, I think we're a little bit more limited here, and I think we would like to be a little bit more adventurous with our coalition building.
You don't see a Grand coalition between National and Labour?
Actually, why not?
Why not? Indeed.
Why not?
There we go. Round of applause for that. I'm going to come around the side of the table. Jeff Simmons from the Opportunity Party. What do you think was the turning point in this election?
Oh, definitely. It was, Matiria's, game-changing admission and the resulting, ascendancy of Jacinda. Jacinda Ardern completely changed the election, particularly for the minor parties. Yeah, and I just got to say, personally, congratulations to everyone who made it into Parliament. It's not easy to get there, but my heart really goes out to the Māori Party in particular. I think that's a real pyrrhic victory for the Labour Party in that respect, because I think they've lost potentially an incredibly important part of the New Zealand political scene.
What about for your party? 2.2%, was that what you were hoping for?
Well, after 10 months of being in action to be the fifth biggest party in New Zealand, we would have liked to have been in Parliament, but I think, all factors considered, we did a pretty good job.
Gareth didn't seem to think that when he made a speech last night.
Well, expectations are critical to happiness, right? But I think in the cold light of day, we put in a good effort first time round in a pretty limited time. Like particularly, I said in the light of the ascendancy of Jacinda Ardern. But I think, my message to New Zealand would be, my big concern is that, New Zealand National, New Zealand First National Coalition, it really is the worst case scenario for the environment. And I tautoko what Oliver just said, anyone, please, Greens, Labour, just think about whether you can work with National to stop that, that unholy alliance.
Could you have worked with National?
Absolutely. If it keeps New Zealand First out of government, which is what we're looking at. Seriously, New Zealand First's environmental policies are absolutely terrifying for me.
All right.
I'm going to run around the other side of the table to talk to Richard Wagstaff from the CTU. What was the moment, Richard, that surprised you the most in this campaign?
Oh, I think the discussion on tax was particularly disappointing. Talk about lost opportunities. We failed to be able to have a conversation. We saw a bit of post-truth politics creeping in, or quite a lot of it actually, where people like the Minister of Finance and the Prime Minister were happy to be exposed as people who couldn't count. Yet what amazed me really was the extent to which they got away with that. And in fact, I think we saw fortunes begin to change when that negative campaigning. It made me think of Michelle Obama. When they go low, we go high. I think that's what happened here. But unfortunately, those that went low came out on, seemed to do better.
Does that matter? I mean, this is politics. It happens around the world. Does that in the end matter? They got the what they wanted out of it.
I think it matters.
So what's the message there?
Well, I think there's two things. I'd like to think that cynicism doesn't triumph over hope and expectation and aspiration. But secondly, I think when you can't have a conversation, the tax system is weighted against working people. Working people are paying their share of the tax. Corporate greed, speculation is getting away with it, and we can't even talk about it. I think that's a really serious problem, and that kind of attack politics will make it just tougher for people to get into those conversations in the future, because they'll fear this kind of weird backlash where things are made up and invented and they'll gain credibility.
It's a bit unfair to the unprecedented amount of people that voted National, isn't it, Richard? What you're just saying right there? Is that patronising?
No, I don't think it's patronising. I think people, they believe people on TV. We had an expert on, labour law expert on Duncan Garner on live TV. She prided herself on being a labour law expert, Jennifer Mills, who said straight into the camera there's going to be widespread industrial action in support of awards. There was no mechanism for that. There was no possibility of that with Labor's policy. There is still none because we don't know who the government's going to be. Yet this person looked straight down the barrel of a camera and told porkies. We saw that on the tax taxation question. We saw it on the question of a fiscal hole. I think it's a It's okay for people to be fooled by people they respect. I don't think that's disrespecting them at all. We all trust people to tell us how it is. I think, and we've seen it around the world, right, and I don't think it's disrespectful. I don't doubt for a moment people voted for the people they wanted to see in. I assume that people want more of the same for those who voted for National. But let's remember, they've lost their majority. The people who were in opposition to them in the last government and now have more than them.